there was a sense that there was real discontent with the governor within Republican grassroots ranks for some of the stuff that he did. And to me, the telltale sign that he was worried about it, after being kind of writing off Gene Ives as being some kind of fringe element, was shortly before the election when he vetoed legislation that had been sent him that would have required registration of gun shop owners. When he did that, it occurred to me, he's probably worried. He's trying to solidify his support among the conservative ranks of the party.
The losers of the Democratic primary, State Senator Daniel Biss and Chris Kennedy, they were at a unity breakfast over the weekend with J.B. Pritzker, who won the Democratic nomination. Are Rauner and State Representative Jeannie Ives getting along in the same way after the primary?
Not that I'm aware of. And I think the attacks on Ives by Rauner, portraying her as one of Madigan's puppets, that's sort of the governor's excuse for anything. It's Madigan's fault. Well, I think that really annoyed her very much, and she was very much upset with Rauner for breaking his word to her and other conservative lawmakers that he had assured that he would veto a particular piece of legislation that expanded coverage for elective abortions to Medicaid and state employee group health insurance. And then when he turned around and signed it, I think that was the straw that broke the back, so to speak, and that's what prompted Representative Ives to launch her bid. And she was not at all conciliatory. One of the things that annoyed Ives and her staff and her supporters, the governor declared himself the victor before the Associated Press or any of the news agencies had. And while some counties had still not reported, and the votes were still being counted, usually you don't do that. But his reason was, if he did it then rather than wait, he could be on the 10 o'clock news. And in my mind, that's probably why he did it. But she said afterwards, she said she would vote for him because she's a Republican. She will not endorse him. She will not campaign with him. And then a couple days later, Dave McKinney, reporter for WBEZ, asked Representative Ives, who do you think would be the better governor, Pritzker or Rauner? And Ives hesitated and hesitated and hesitated. And finally, after 40 seconds of dead air, she said Rauner. Now that, to me, is not the kind of wholehearted, 100% behind you support that Senator Biss and Chris Kennedy gave to J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, that was a less than ringing endorsement for...
Yeah, it was... I remember hearing it on the air, and it didn't run for the full 40 seconds, because if you had 40 seconds of dead air, people would think there was something the matter with the radio.
So in your column, you talk about the two biggest strikes against the governor in the upcoming general election. Can you tell us about those?
Well, I think one of the problems is that there's a kind of a sense or a feeling among Democrats nationwide that this is going to be their year. President Trump has not really been able to expand his popularity much beyond the base that elected him in the first place. And in Illinois, he's not doing very well at all. His disapproval rating is pretty high. Rauner's is worse. And, of course, Michael Madigan's is at the bottom of the heap. And the other concern is that here in Illinois, there was such a heavy Democratic turnout. The Democrats seem very energized. And as I said, they united. They got together behind their candidate, J.B. Pritzker. And the hard feelings are still there among the Republicans. And I'm not sure how you patch that over. And it's not so much that the people who are in the Republican Party who are mad at Governor Rauner are going to turn around and vote for J.B. Pritzker, because the reason they're mad at Rauner in a lot of cases is because of these progressive stances he took on immigration and on abortion rights. And so they're not going to vote for J.B. Pritzker, who is on the same page as the governor on those issues. What they will do is just not vote for anybody for governor. And what would be worse if you're a Republican who's running for whatever in November, they just won't come to the polls at all.
Any final takeaways from this primary election?
One of the things
election?
I found interesting, and this goes maybe to the fact that it's going to be a Democratic year, from the best perspective for the Republicans, Bruce Rauner gets elected governor, and they manage to win enough seats in the General Assembly. They'd have to pick up 7 seats to be able to replace Michael Madigan as Speaker. Even then, under that best-case scenario for the Republicans, they would still be a minority in the Illinois Senate. If every Republican on the ballot running for the Illinois Senate is elected, and some of them are running in districts where they have little to no chance, districts in Chicago, for example, they would still only have a maximum of 29, and Democrats would have 30. So no matter how you look at it, Governor Rauner, even if he's reelected, at least for the first 2 years, he'll have to deal with a Senate controlled by members of the opposite party. And he's not going to be in charge in the way that he would like to be in charge, where he can just issue orders and the legislature says, yes, sir, and does what he wants them to. I mean, that's not the way the system is set up. It's not designed to be a top-down thing where the governor orders lawmakers around as though they were his inferiors, rather they're equals.